Good afternoon, because it is afternoon.
Yes.
Hello, Jeanette.
Hello, Kay.
We're here in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, recording, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, October 25, 2023. It's always nice to be here and a lovely day outside. This is this crazy time of year when we get gale force winds and then we get hot days.
Yes.
So then we'll just gradually drift into hot days from here on. And I'll start off with 150 years ago. Fantoccini's diorama. The Institute Hall was crowded on Monday evening to witness this pleasing exhibition. The illustration of the work of creation, as revealed in the Book of Genesis, was shown in a succession of pleasing and striking views, followed by other scripture illustrations and some good pictures of the enormous reptiles and quadrupeds of antediluvian birth, but now extinct. There you go. Reptiles and quadrupeds.
It's a bit of a contrast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Genesis and evolution.
I know. I know. It's, yes.
And you wonder how they would mesh the two.
Yes, it's sort of the beginning of Darwinism, I suppose, and they were just coming to grips with the idea of evolution, but we have to stick to the Bible.
Yes, and trying to...
Antediluvian. I'm going to look antediluvian up.
Because, well, they first started really to take an interest in fossils back in late 18th century, and I think it was probably a catch term, 19th century catch term for... things that were older they didn't really understand.
Yeah, well, this was says it's of or relating to the period before the flood described in the Bible.
Right. So they believed these creatures were around before the flood and were killed off by the flood, maybe?
Yeah.
Right.
1600 years, 1656 in Genesis. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
The time period chronicled in the Bible between the fall of man and the Genesis flood narrative in biblical cosmology.
Right. Hence us not being familiar with the term, Kay.
Fall of man, which is when Eve presented Adam with the apple.
Yes.
And he took it, though, mind you. He didn't have to take it.
No, he didn't. No,
everyone blames Eve, but Adam took the apple.
Exactly. Yes. He didn't resist. He didn't argue. He didn't say no.
No. Well, she so bewitched him as that. He, I guess that's
they'll always blame Eve, won't they?
I know. We women have got no hope, have we?
No, we do. No.
We digress.
Again.
We have fun.
Yes. So, on to 100 years ago, motor speed tests at Gawler. Tomorrow afternoon, a programming of events for motorcycles to establish speeds will be provided on the Gawler Jockey Club's property at Evanston. It promises to be an afternoon of thrills, for the leading speedmen will be taking part and the contest will be both for solo and sidecar machines. Provision has been made for a special train from Adelaide.
Wow. Solo sidecar, that'd be...
Wouldn't let motorbikes on the racing track now.
No.
They would have chewed it up a bit. Because the race course then was only like 20 years old. That was established just after 1900.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Gawler race course.
Yeah, it wasn't as old.
It was actually designed to run in the other direction, because that's why the straight was so dangerous and so short, because it had a very sharp turn and then a very short straight and then a long straight after the finish line.
Right.
Because they were meant to be running in a clockwise direction, and in South Australia horses run anti-clockwise. So all races are run anti-clockwise. Yep. So rules.
Mm.
1923. 50 years ago, PO opens Monday. The new Gawler Post Office on the corner of Todd Street and Whitelaw Terrace will be officially opened by Senator Drury at 10:30 a.m. on Monday. Gawler Postmaster Mr. H.V. Marsh said today business would be conducted at the old post office until about 11:30 a.m. on that day. The counter at the new office will be open for business immediately as Senator Drury declares the building open and opens the door. That's actually held up well for a 50-year-old building.
It has, hasn't it?
It's stood the test. It's been changed a couple of times. But
it's been re-roofed recently.
And I think the interior used to be The counters used to be laid out differently.
They were laid out very differently when
they were
I moved
across
here.
The
yes, yeah.
I'm waving my hands across the southern side, I think, or were they on the northern side?
I think they're on the southern side.
Yeah, as I'm you walked in, sure. You faced them.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That was what it was like when I first moved here.
That's probably when they had more tellers or more people serving, and then they changed it because there's a big room out.
Because it was still predominantly male when I first moved here in the shop.
Yes, and they didn't have much retail, did they?
No, no, I think the retail really happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
It turned into
More of a retail place,
effectively.
Well, they have to survive, don't they?
They do, yes. So, I'll go into 25 years ago. Crows Colours to Go. Two stobie poles painted in the colours of the Adelaide Crows in Crown Street, Gawler East, will be painted over. Council's Engineering Department will undertake the work after Council's Economic and Community Services Committee unanimously voted in favour of removing the colours at its recent meeting. Consultation with Crown Street and nearby residents by Council's Planning Development staff showed many were not supportive of the paintings as was originally suggested. One respondent even said the issue had become very real and divisive and had created resident hostility. I'm not a football person at all, but I do not see the problem. I really don't. It's colourful.
Oh, dear me. Well, yes, things we complain about.
Yes, I'm not sure.
What 25 years ago.
Complaint would be.
That would be about the time that they won the grand final for the second time.
Would be, yes.
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 So someone obviously got a bit enthusiastic and went out and decided to paint them in celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, well, too bad. Okay. Big transport plans. And this is 10 years ago. A non-stop north-south transport route linking Gawler with Old Noarlunga, a fully electrified Gawler train line and a duplicated Adelaide Road at Evanston Park will be delivered over the next 30 years under a new state government plan. Premier Jay Weatherill released the $36 billion Integrated Transport and Land Use Plan on Monday, describing it as, quote, the most sophisticated and detailed transport plan ever undertaken in South Australia, end quote. However, the opposition has raised doubts as to whether the state can afford to fund the projects included in the blueprint. Well, we've got the duplicated road.
Yeah.
We've got the electric train line.
Yes.
And the north-south transport route is still coming.
We do have to Flinders, the extension to Flinders, so I know that the kids are able to get on the train here and go straight to Flinders.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
It would have been fantastic in my day, although being at two wheels, it was sort of half an hour drive to get to the train anyway.
Mm.
So the only one we're waiting for is the road, which is only held up. So they've still got another 20 years to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's doable. There.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
And that's it for this week.
That is indeed. Yes.
Well, Jeanette, it's always nice talking and digressing into interesting little side
fun stories. I enjoyed that.
Oh.
Okay. Until next week.
Until then, happy listening.
For all life's signs.